free market to fight the surplus. When President Dwight D. Eisenhower took office in 1953, he believed that government had imposed too many rigid federal controls on farmers that bottlenecked the flow of business and took away competition in agriculture. Under the leadership of Eisenhower's Secretary of Agriculture, Ezra Taft Benson, the USDA reorganized to meet the changing needs of American agriculture. Benson believed that adequate research and education programs in the production, processing, marketing, and utilization of farm products were the best means of promoting the welfare of farmers and the nation. When the Korean War ended in July 1953, surpluses caused dramatic price drops for farm products. The federal government established programs to encourage farmers to produce less once again and work to develop new markets for agricultural products. In 1953, the USDA established the Agricultural Marketing Service to seek solutions to the problems of surpluses and help bring consumers adequate supplies of wholesome farm products at reasonable prices. This service worked to improve the packing of perishable fruits and vegetables, establish better warehousing and food storage systems, and develop new terminal facilities in large cities, all to save both growers and the public money and improve the quality of America's foods.